Today, our subject is a man with a wicked grandfather and an evil father. His father, in a conspiracy, was assassinated. He was raised by his mother, Jedidah, meaning beloved. Growing up, there were no scrolls of the law around. Prevailing idolatry had practically been the state of religion for some 70 years. Our subject was one of two men in the Bible amazingly prophesied by exact name, and today's man 361 years into the future. The other prophesied by exact name, Isaiah 44:28, was Cyrus, 150 years in advance. Ironically, the evil grandfather of today's subject is reputed to have killed the prophet Isaiah in a gruesome death, sawing him in half, as referenced in Hebrews 11:37. Sawn in two. Quite a family, an evil grandfather and an evil father. Interestingly, our man falls at Armageddon as an ally of Babylon. Who is this man? Today's message is entitled Josiah. Josiah. We'll look at 3 points. One, his background. Two, his reign. And three, his death. Point one, Josiah's background. Josiah was prophesied by exact name 361 years in advance. Let's turn to that prophecy. 1 Kings 13 verses 1 and 2. 1 Kings 13, verses 1 and 2. The message of the man of God. And behold, a man of God went from Judah to Bethel by the word of the Lord. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. Then he cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord, and said, O altar, O altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child, Josiah by name, shall be born to the house of David, and on you he shall sacrifice the priests of the high places who burn incense on you, and men's bones shall be burned on you. Josephus says the name of this prophet was Jadon, J-A-D-O-N, and the prophecy took effect after 361 years. In today's terms, the prophecy would have been 361 years ago in A.D. 1640s. Impressive. Clark's commentary says, this is one of the most remarkable and most singular prophecies in the Old Testament. Josiah's father, Ammon, after a two-year evil reign beginning at age 22, fell victim to a conspiracy and was murdered by his own servants. It's impressive that a wicked king like Ammon could have such a godly son and successor. Fawcett says, since Ammon was wicked, it's likely that Josiah's mother, Jedidah, like Lois and Eunice in 2 Timothy 1, verse 5, had early instilled in her child Josiah godly principles which bore fruit. Josiah did not, quote, did not turn aside to the right hand or the left. 2 Chronicles 34, verse 2. Josiah's grandfather, Amon's father, was King Manasseh. Nelson says, according to rabbinical tradition, Isaiah was sawn asunder by order of Manasseh, and after his death, the prophetic voice was heard no more till the reign of Josiah. Halley says, the people at Josiah's onset were at heart idolaters. The 55-year-long and wicked reign of Manasseh had just about obliterated God from their thinking. Point two, Josiah's reign, ages 8, 16, 20, and 26. Josiah, 16th king of Judah, at age 8, began his 31-year reign, which Nelson says was characterized by peace, prosperity, and reform among the happiest years experienced by Judah. King Josiah devoted himself to pleasing God and reinstituting Israel's observance of God's law. Ascending to the throne at age 8, he apparently was blessed with God-fearing advisors who resisted the adulterous influence of his father Amon and grandfather Manasseh. At age 16, 8 years after his ascendancy, 2 Chronicles 34, verse 3 says, for in the 8th year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek the God of his father David. At that age, he devoted himself to God. He distinguished himself by beginning a war of extermination against the prevailing idolatry, which had practically been the state religion for some 70 years. At age 20, he began his reforms. At age 20, in the 12th year of his reign, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, groves, or Asherah, and images of the sun and Baal, and strewed their dust on the graves of the former worshipers, as we read prophesied in 1 Kings 13. At age 26, Josiah's spiritual reform climaxed in the 18th year of his reign with the discovery of the Book of the Law by Hilkiah the high priest. It was verified by Huldah the prophetess, through whom God prophesied that because Josiah's tenderness of heart and humbling himself, Judah's impending captivity would be deferred during Josiah's life. Halley says, the finding of the Book of the Law gave great impetus to his reforms. The most thoroughgoing reformation Judah had known. In the same year, age 26, in the 18th year of his reign, Josiah and his people entered into a covenant to keep the law of God with all their heart and all their soul. Halley continues, but the people were at heart idolaters, for the long and wicked reign of Manasseh had just about obliterated God from their thinking. Josiah's reforms delayed but could not avert the fast approaching doom of Judah. Incidentally, says Fawcett, the events of the purging out idolatry, the temple repair, and the finding of the law are arranged according in Kings, are arranged according to subject matter, but in Chronicles, chronologically. Point three, death by meddling. Death by meddling. Josiah, at age 39, ended his 31-year reign by the fatal mistake of meddling. Josiah attempted militarily to block Necho, Pharaoh of Egypt, as he marched north to assist Assyria in her fight with Babylon for world supremacy. Let's read this, turning to 2 Chronicles 35, verses 20 to 24. 2 Chronicles 35, verses 20 to 24. Josiah dies in battle. After all this, when Josiah had prepared the temple, Necho, king of Egypt, came up to fight against Carchemish by the Euphrates, and Josiah went out against him. But he, Necho, sent messengers to him, Josiah, saying, "What have I to do with you, king of Judah? I have not come against you this day, but against the house which I have war. For God commanded me to make haste, refrain from meddling with God, who is with me, lest he destroy you." Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself so that he might fight with him, and did not heed the words of Necho from the mouth of God. So he came to fight in the valley of Megiddo, also known as Armageddon. And the archers shot King Josiah, and the king said to his servants, "Take me away, for I am severely wounded." His servants, therefore, took him, Josiah, out of that chariot and put him into the second chariot that he had, and they brought him to Jerusalem. So he, Josiah, died and was buried in one of the tombs of his fathers, and all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah. Interestingly, Josephus says of Josiah's death, quote, "One of the Egyptians shot an arrow at him and put an end to his eagerness of fighting." In conclusion, today we've looked at righteous King Josiah's one background, two, his reign, and three, his death. Josiah was impressively and admirably righteous, an improvement in his character and in ours, too, at times, would be balance. After his great reforms, it appears he had, says ISBE, an excess of confidence in God's restored favor, which went beyond sound wisdom and amounted to presumption. We need to remember the principle in 1 Samuel 15, verse 17. And when you were little in your own eyes. Before war, Josiah could seek counsel from such four as the following. Number one, Huldah the prophetess. Number two, Hilkiah the high priest. Number three, Jeremiah the prophet who lived in Jerusalem. And number four, his advisors. Josiah forgot his ancestor Solomon's inspired counsel. Let's turn to it. Last scripture, Proverbs 26, verse 17. Proverbs 26, verse 17. He who passes by and meddles in a quarrel not his own is like one who takes a dog by the ears. Finally, we all need to learn two things. Number one, stay humble. And number two, don't meddle.